Hi there, Ricky. I'm sorry that you're going through this. I had to record this for you because I am blind and I can see a bit, but I've recently broken my laptop and it's just far too difficult on the Dharma Overground anyway, let alone trying to do it on a computer I'm not familiar with. So here are a few things that I think hopefully will help you. I was going through the exact same thing you were going through last year. In fact, I was going through it for, I was looking back over my posts on Dharma Overground and trying to figure out when because I posted on there when I think I got stream entry. And that appears to have been at, I think, the beginning of 2013. Oh, I can't even remember now. 2013 might have been 2012, but I had the problems you're having, the massive health anxiety, you know, all of the that horrible tight, closed up scaredness, the crushing fear, all of that was going on kind of in the background for most of the, you know, the time between, let's say it was 2013 and late last year, 2018, so about 5 or 6 years. But in the last sort of year and a half leading up to when I think I got Second Path in October last year, that was it just destroyed my life, absolutely took over my entire life, and it was just crushing, absolutely devastating. I couldn't have a little cough, you know, get a bit of dust in my lungs and cough without thinking that I had some kind of lung cancer. You know, couldn't stub my toe without thinking I had toe cancer. I mean, it was fucking ridiculous. And it just went on and on, and I was in and out of the doctors, and you know it's stupid, you know it doesn't make sense, but yet you feel it really, really deep down. And I hadn't been, you know, practicing very well for years, because I get a like a really, really bad head tension that comes up as part of my dark night experience, and that still happens, but it's far less this time around. And so, okay, here are a few things that really, really helped me. So firstly, I had already read MCTB, shortly after it came out, I think, sometime in 2010 or 11, maybe 2011. Daniel had been threatening to do MCTB2 for some time before I stopped sort of posting and practicing and doing things, but I went on a whim, I went and searched and found that he had actually published it, so I downloaded it and I reread the entire thing from cover to cover, including all the stuff on the powers and all the irrelevant stuff, or at least stuff that I thought was irrelevant, and I just, you know, just read it until on the Kindle, until I had until I'd finished. And what I took away from that was all of the stuff on really, really being precise about sensations, really, really being precise. Now, he does noting and he likes noting. And from what I saw in your post, it looks like you might also be doing noting. I'm not. I'm doing like a body scan thing and going through jhanas and kind of half the time just laying there and noticing whatever happens. But same thing applies. Be really, really precise about what you're experiencing and go at it like your life depended on it, because it kind of does. If you are, this is making the massive assumption that you are past the arising and passing away. It certainly reads like you are. But unless you've had some kind of experience where you're pretty sure you've gone past that, potentially you could be in three characteristics. For me, in this current path, that is where I have the most issues. I mean, I always get through it and that's fine, but it causes me the most physical pain. And it's much, much harder than the Dark Knight, which this time around for me is very, very mild. So perhaps that's, you know, something worth noting. What else? Yeah, so with me, I mean, although I didn't do the noting, I would make that, he mentions, or at least he did mention in the first instance, first issue of the book, I'm sure it's still in the second, that you don't need to make an actual note. You can say da 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 da, and that's fine. And that's what I was doing, noticing the vibrations, noticing the patterns, not doing anything special other than just really, really being precise about noticing the vibrations and yeah, different sensations that I was experiencing. And this took about 5 hours a day. I mean, it was full on. I just decided that, you know, I'd lost my business, I'd lost my marriage. I mean, that was always going down the pan, but you know, that had gone, but the business had gone. My eyesight had gone, you know, which didn't really have anything to do with the Dark Knight, but I mean, there's lots of other things. I mean, my life was pretty shitty, and I didn't really have anything else to do. So I was living at my mum's temporarily, because I was homeless as well. And I, you know, I lay down when I meditate, so I was on and off that bed, you know, during last summer, five, six times a day. Yeah, 5 or 6 hours of practice every day, and just being super, super sharp about what I was experiencing. And all of a sudden I was in equanimity. And you could tell it, I could tell I was, because all of a sudden it felt like I was done. Felt like everything was okay and everything was gonna be fine. And then I moved back to the city where I'd been living. And one afternoon, laying on my bed in the homeless hotel, the next path came up, and for a while everything was very groovy indeed. And well, now I'm back in another one, but it's not anything like the last, and hopefully a lot shorter. So I hope that's helped you. You can contact me. I can read this stuff. It just takes a bit of effort, and I'm going to borrow my mum's laptop for a little while. So yeah, post away, that's fine. But I hope you find this helpful, and if you want to send me a private message, by all means do. I'm happy to jump on a call with you. You know, I'm not looking to teach or to charge for teaching or anything like that. I'm just happy to get on a call. We're all in lockdown, and I would be delighted to be of service if you think anything I've said is helpful. Oh, P.S. Write in the post, though, that you've sent me a message. Otherwise, I'm going to miss it.